Hi, my name is Cole Camp. I'm 18 years old. Today is May 15th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Irma Camp, who is my mother, and we are recording this interview in Tallahassee, Florida. Your first question I have for you today is, who was your childhood role model?
I would have to say my childhood role model was my mother, Nancy Barn Beavis. She was a wonderful mother. She had me when she was like 34, and she always emphasized and enrolled me in piano at like 3.5 to 4 years old with the local high school neighbor. She was across the street from my grandmother's, and she made me a cardboard keyboard to practice on. And the only place I could practice at my grandmother's, who was catty corner right across the street, and so I would go over there and play the piano. But to practice, I would use the little cardboard keyboard that she made. And so my mother encouraged me to do that, and she taught me all kind of other homemaking things for that I would use later in life.
Okay. The second one is, how were Pawpaw and Mimi as parents, otherwise as Bill Beavis and Nancy Varn Beavis?
They were great parents. My mother was a school teacher when she was in Fort Meade before she was married, so she substituted off and on when I was a child, and she primarily was a housewife because my father, who was a statewide elected official, he was a public service commissioner, and prior to that, he served in the House of Representatives for the state of Florida. He was also mayor of Fort Meade. He was captain of the University of Tennessee, where I also attended, and was an honorary award winner for the University of Tennessee.
Okay. Next is, if you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
Oh, I don't think so. Things have just changed. Everything's on your phones, and people don't socialize. They don't really know how to socialize now. We actually got to know people instead of staring at a phone.
Yeah.
And things were just a little bit slower. Now everything's just fast-paced, and interviews for jobs are videotaped and all that good stuff. So I don't know if I want to go back. I like it now.
Okay.
And the other part of it was, what would...
Next question is, did you like school?
I loved school. I went to 4 different schools. I went to Riverside Elementary, Timberlane,
yeah,
which is now Gilchrist.
Leon.
I went to Augusta Rye for 2 years, and I went to North Florida Christian for 3, and then also went to Leon, who did not have volleyball in 1979-80, or I'd have played volleyball at Leon High School, but they did not have volleyball.
What was your favorite part about school?
Volleyball team at North Florida Christian. And then when I was a senior, I was an Interact calendar girl in Civitan. I enjoyed those social activities. We got to go out with our friends and go to do charity work at various locations and sell the calendars to people, and that was given to the Rotary Club.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Next is, what was your favorite part about the University of Tennessee? Go Vols.
Probably my favorite part, one of my most favorite parts, was my senior year. My father was up there to get his award, and he walked on the field, and I walked with him, and my friend was there, and he actually took pictures with the camera that I helped pay for as a graduation gift, or it wasn't really graduation, it might have been something else. But in any event, he took pictures, and I have some great pictures of me and my father on the 50-yard line when he accepted the...
Neyland Stadium.
In Neyland Stadium, that's right, because he played there when they had leather helmets. So,
how many people in that stadium?
80,000 people.
That's a lot of people around.
In the 1980s, you're right. It was, sure was. And the World's Fair was there when I was there. So Ronnie Reagan came and spoke at the university. So that was interesting because all the planes stopped everything. Yep. Okay.
All right, next is, did you have a childhood nickname?
My childhood nickname is Missy.
Why is it Missy?
Probably because my middle name is Melissa, and my Uncle Dave, him, God rest his soul, he had one eye, and he was a doctor in Fort Meade, and
he
asked why they wanted to call me Militia instead of Melissa. And so the nickname, hence, was just kind of what Buddy and Hugh called me, because it was easy, Missy.
Yep. Next is, what was your first job?
My first job, I was a team board member at Moss Brothers for Saturdays. We rehearsed a couple days a week. That wasn't paid for, but the show was paid for. My other first job was a receptionist for Dr. Charles Cooper. He's still my friend. He lives on Lisa Court across the street, and I was his receptionist and helped file things in the files.
How much did you make at the job?
Oh, my goodness. He paid real well back then. I'm not exactly sure. I want to say like $4 to $7 an hour, but he paid more than minimum wage. I remember my Moss's job paid me $4.31 for 3 hours of work a week, and it was my paycheck was $12-something for just 3 hours of work. But they didn't take into account the other 10 hours we put into the routine for the team board show.
So you did like your first job?
Yeah, it was fun. We were on team board. We had to put together skits every week. I did a radio commercial for Moss Brothers. And I also later on did a movie with Ron Howard. I was an extra in the movie Cocoon.
Yeah,
so that was really fun.
Next is, when you had twins, how much did that change your life, me and Maggie?
Oh, mercy. That was wonderful because actually at the time I was kind of an old maid and my friend, your daddy, came over and he wanted us to build us a fire. And I remember it was January the 21st, it was Martin Luther King Day, and so he built a fire, and we had a big old fireplace, and he kept stoking the fire, and so Mimi was impressed, and they got along pretty well. And that was when your grandmother, she had already kind of moved downstairs, actually next to where the piano used to sit before I went back to Fort Meade, and she lived down there like the last 10 years of her life, but then we moved here.
And then we were born.
and so she would help you feed y'all, and she always helped feed y'all, put y'all in the high chairs and all that. And so then after Colin was born, it was almost like triplets.
How has your life been different from your teenage years to now?
Well, there's less stress because there's not test every week. So that part's not stressful, but bills are stressful. So you trade out socializing and learning all that information that some of it you use the rest of your life, some you never use ever again. But the whole thing is for a place for y'all to go and learn for 6 hours a day and get along with your peers, because when your folks pass, you'll have your peers.
Yep. The last question I have for you is, after having 3 kids in 16 months, what was the most challenging part of your life so far? Because I know that must have been hard.
Yeah, I mean, the first couple
just
years.
Popping us out.
Yeah, because, well, no, I had a seat. But the first thing was, like, keeping y'all safe, fed, cleaned, and sleep, and to bed, because you had a problem, you didn't keep your food, so we had to put you on some medicine, and that worked, like, you, like, zoom past Maggie. And she walked first, and she did her little push-ups, but she always was going at it steady. But you're right behind her, and then you shot up, and, like, you're 6 inches taller now. About 50 pounds more. But that was a wonderful blessing.
Well, I thank you for this interview. And I guess it's been fun. So,
what do you think was the most... That was the most... Yeah, that and...
Oh, man, that's it. That's it. That was it.
You already shut up? Stopped it? You gonna play it back? Did you erase it?